This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Another story we're following, the huge global mining company Anglo American is cutting nearly two-thirds of its jobs worldwide, 85,000 people. If you miss our coverage of this on the air, it'll be in the Marketplace Midday podcast later. Airport security screeners could be working without a contract by midweek. TSA employees are not allowed to strike. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has more on why morale at the TSA is low.
Congress sets the pay for TSA baggage screeners, so the American Federation of Government Employees Union and TSA are negotiating on things like uniforms. Heidrick Thomas is one of the union's negotiators. He says morale is at rock bottom, partly because messages to screeners get garbled as they make their way through layers of management.
The deputy director have meetings with the deputies. The deputies have meetings with the managers have meetings with the supervisors.
The TSA is part of the Department of Homeland Security. Morale across DHS is low. Paul Light teaches public service at New York University. He says the problem is the way DHS was created after the 9/11 attacks, when 22 federal agencies were mushed together.
This is a merger that has failed. It's not unlike the Compact Hewlett-Packard merger. And sometimes the way you deal with this kind of merger failure is to break it up.
Light says that would be one way to improve morale. TSA didn't get back to us in time for comment. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.